I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coach Shepherd.
I did not know that. It's good to know.
They've had a lot of interceptions all the way back to 2018, mm-hmm. I think, is when they came up with that name. But I know it's a name you use for your wide receivers because the mentality you want them to have. Just talk a little bit about takers versus takers this weekend.
I got a lot of respect for their coaching staff. I had a chance to get to know some of those guys on the road. And, the head coach being a defensive-minded guy, so I totally respect and appreciate them utilizing that name. So certainly it's going to be a great challenge for us. Obviously, I'm not giving any bulletin board material, but in the room, we're about to have some real strong conversations going forward.
Hey, from a personnel standpoint, what can you give us a scouting report? What do you see out of Cal's back end of the defense?
They do a tremendous job of keeping things in front of them. When you watch the film, they don't really give up a ton of explosive plays. That's what they do a good job of. They do a good job of maintaining their leverage. So then that way they don't get beat really badly on any routes. So that's what I see from those guys. It seems like a group of guys that really understand the defense very well. You see them rocking and rolling their DBs. Guys are playing in the nickel and pushing back to playing middle of the field safety and with ease. I mean, it, obviously, Cal prides themselves on having a bunch of smart guys on the field, and these guys seem like they really got a good grasp of what they're doing on defense. And that's the reason why you look over the last 2 years, I think the most points they've given up in the game is, 34 points maybe over the last 2 years. And this year, they're 3-3, but they haven't given up a ton of points over these in these games. So that's where our guys got to do a great job executing at a high level and understanding exactly what we want out of each opportunity that we're given, letting them know there's only going to be a certain number of opportunities out there. So, I mean, I'd prefer you not juggle it three times to catch it. So then that way, my opportunity might not come back next time. So just excited to play against this team. I've never been there before, never been at their facility. So excited, to play against a really tough defense.
Thank you. Can you come find me after you're done with these?
Yes, sir, I can.
Speaking of opportunities, it seems like Jalen Polk has gotten a little bit more. Just kind of what has your message been to him over the past few games? Because it didn't seem like he was getting a ton of targets after he had that big game. And kind of, what have you seen from him over the last few weeks?
We're not really – I've been blessed to have a group of guys who really don't really stress about – really how many times they're getting the ball. They really more or less stress about, us winning the game. And I know that sounds cliche as all get out, because every coach pretty much says that. But I really feel confident that these guys are really concerned about, hey, are we going to win the football game? Now, those games that we weren't winning, now they want the ball more. They feel like that they can have an impact on the game. So that's really kind of more of their attitude. Jalen specifically, like I said, I've been saying this since I got here. He's a great leader. He's somebody that's going to root for his teammates in all situations. He practices every practice. I mean, Coach Grubb and I were talking about it. I mean, kid just practices every practice hard, too. I mean, I think he leads our team in yardage every single practice. So I just was happy that the ball found him. At the end of the day, I tell receivers in college football and at the next level, hey, the ball finds you, okay? And if the ball doesn't find you, you better figure out why it's not finding you.
I've been doing this a long time, covering a lot of teams. I can't recall a team where wide receivers have been as open as your guys have been this year. Amazing coaching, is that scheme, bad defenses, and even if Michael leaves, can we anticipate those wide receivers being as open as they have?
I mean, you said it. I mean, coaching.
It just seems like they're so wide open, honestly, so often.
They're dialed in. First of all, let me give glory to the man upstairs. He just has blessed our group with a tremendous amount of talent. He's blessed us with the ability to have a great coaching staff put together that we all kind of vibe and gel. Honestly, we just gel really, really well. Honestly, we got a great group in our offensive meeting room. I mean, it's a pleasure to come to work and work with these guys every single day. But I think that because of that, if I'm being honest, it really trickles down to everyone else. So if they see the camaraderie that we have as a coaching staff, then it trickles down to the player-coach relationship. And then that trickles down to the player-player relationship. And so I think that helps our guys become more in tune with the game plan and why we are doing what we do. There is a reason behind everything that we do. And that's what, if you understand the why, then that's where you get a chance to be wide open. For so long, coaches have said, do this because I said so. And it is a different breed of young people who want to understand the why. And if you do that, you get a lot of chance to have success.
You lined me up there, or Jackson Kirkland could and we knew the play.
It's funny because that's something that I've said very frequently in you know, when recruiting and talking to guys. Shoot, I tell them, I'll get your mom open yeah, so that's the reason why the whole my yards and your yards come into play, because I pretty much feel confident that I can get pretty much anybody open. Now it's just a matter of what you do when the ball gets there, and after you catch the ball, that's the recruitment. That's the recruiting piece of it. So,
which one of your guys would be most likely to bring their mom out to see if that's true? Which one of the guys?
All of them would. I really do. I think all of them would, but most likely, just because I've seen her the most, probably Rome doesn't say his mom. Rome's mom, I think she'd come out here and try to show she can get open. No, she definitely would.
I remember when Coach DeBoer was putting the staff together, he said that he wanted the coordinators to make sure that the guys, that the assistant coaches were coming in, were their choice. There was the coordinator's choice, not DeBoer's choice. How did your connection with Grubb come about, and just kind of how has your relationship grown through the season? Because obviously you're talking about you guys being a pretty tight-knit group on this offensive side.
Honestly, it was during the interview process when the first time I ever met Grubb and the first time I got to talk to him. And right away, I called my people. I kind of got a group of people that I really kind of have conversations with when these situations come up with. And I told him, man, I love Grubb. I like this guy a ton. Like, I don't know what it is about him. There's something about him. Like, he seems real. He's straightforward. And I like guys who really just – they don't beat around the bush and they attack it every single day, because then it allows me to just be straightforward and as well, because that's how I prefer to be. And certainly that over the time, because Grubb doesn't hold any punches, he pretty much, he's going to let you know how he feels about everything. And some of our guys have learned, if you don't want to hear, don't ask the question. Well, I probably get on his nerves because I keep asking the question. You know, I'm just going to keep asking and keep talking to him about the things that we want to do with this offense, because I want to help it be the best it's ever been. And we are not even close to hitting the mark on that. And that's what's most frustrating at times, trying to help these guys understand that we should play better than what we did this past Saturday. And that to me, hopefully I'm getting across to him.
One more real quick. Is Junior Alexander getting any closer to seeing time?
He played a little bit this past game. He actually got in a few snaps this past game. Planning to get him in a little bit more this upcoming game. Just to kind of really take a little bit of volume off some guys, but also get him some more playing experience. So definitely going to try to work him into the rotation a little bit more.
Thank you. We've got Nick Sheridan. Nick, I just was curious. I mean, I know you're not handling all the special teams and all that kind of stuff, but when one of your guys is involved in a big play, like Devin was the start of the second half,
yep.
just just how much does that boost confidence?
Well, I think it's good for everybody. You know, everyone has a role, and certainly, you know, we echo the sentiments of the special teams coaches in our room to make sure that whatever job that they're responsible for, that they do it at a high level. And so I was proud of Dev for being alert and ready. You know, it certainly was a big play in the game. And, you know, sometimes you look back and you won a game and you can forget how a play here or a play there, you know, can change an outcome of a game. And certainly that was one that helped us win. And I was proud of Dev for being ready and detailed and focused in that moment, because certainly surprise onside, you know, they catch guys by surprise. That's why they call it that. So it was good of him to execute in that moment.
Did he catch you by surprise?
I don't coach the frontline guys on it, so I had other guys I was looking at. I don't think anything, you know, I think Coach Schmitty does such a good job. You know, I think Kalen had mentioned that earlier in the week of just alerting the guys to that. And, you know, I think you're always in special teams, you always know certain teams, certain situations where a coach or a team might try to steal a possession. Sure. And so, you know, we weren't surprised by it, but, you know, it doesn't happen that often. And right. So to be able to execute in that moment, I think, was good for everybody involved. And certainly a ton of credit goes to Dev for that.
Why do you think he's a good fit for that particular role on that front line?
I think he cares. I think that's probably the biggest thing. He wants to do well on teams, and he's one of our best special teams players. He's big and athletic, and he takes a lot of pride in it. And, you know, that's not the only unit that he plays on, but for a guy that's big and athletic, can run and move and has physicality in his game, he's a good teams player. You know, as far as that specific technique, that's not necessarily the first thing you're looking for in the frontline guys on a normal kickoff return, is someone that could handle the ball. You know, most of the time the kicks go behind those guys, but certainly it's a benefit that he can do both.
What is it now that you've seen at least a half a season now of Jack and Devin working together? What makes them such a great fit together?
I think their relationship together. I think their love for one another and their support of each other, I think, has really been, you know, there's no selfishness. They genuinely get excited when each one makes a good play or does a good job. And I think they also recognize, for the length of a season, as many snaps as there are, that the distribution of labor between the two of them has helped both of them, you know, play better, play longer, be fresher throughout the game. So, yeah, I'm real proud of those guys just for embracing their role, supporting one another, and putting the team above anybody and anything. So, yeah, I love those guys.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Got Eric Schmidt. Like, I was really curious because we didn't get a chance to ask you about it last week, because I don't know how many people knew about it. But with Jeremiah and having his fiance having another child, from your perspective, do you see a raise in the level of his game by things like that? Or how do you kind of view that life event for him and maybe how it's changed him?
Yeah, I mean, one thing about Jeremiah that I really appreciate, and really been since day one we got here, is that he's the same guy every day. You know what I mean? Like, he comes in, goes about his business, positive guy, leader, really good leadership qualities, like vocal. He will address things that, you know what I mean, that he feels need to be addressed all the time, and not afraid to you know, really, you know, demand out of his peers. So, you know, this was something obviously that we had planned and knew that it was coming, and he did a great job of you know, understanding that, hey man, like, it could come on a Thursday, it could come on a Friday, it could come on a Saturday, all that kind of stuff, and communicated it, and we worked through it. But I mean, you just think about it as an older person, that what he was going through last week, having one child and then having another one, you know, and his other child is young too as well. He had a lot on his plate, you know what I mean, that week. So for him to be able to manage all that, still prepare, take care of everything at home too as well, and make sure everything was good there, is just kind of a testament to his maturity, the type of person he is, You know, and then to go out and play like he did too and play well was really important for us. You know what I mean? I mean, that's we needed him to play well in order to have a positive result. So, I mean, I don't think he changed at all. I just think, like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a guy that's who he is every single day. He's just a positive, you know what I mean, same type of guy every single day, effort. I mean, understands what it takes to win and what the process needs to be. So, I mean, it's just who he is.
But coming at it maybe from a different angle, did you see something like that coming from him, knowing he had so much on his plate?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for him to be able to come out and play football, and it was kind of the icing on the cake for the week, you know what I mean, to be able to play the game. And, you know, we talked before the game, was like, hey, man, you got to get two sacks now. You got to get one for each kid, you know what I mean, type of deal. And he's like, yeah, right. He ended up doing it, too. So it was just a good moment for him. It was a week, I'm sure, you know, you look back at your life later on when you have a little bit of time to reflect, like he'll think about what a whirlwind that was and how, you know what I mean, how everything came together. And just, you know, he's a guy that I just feel like, you know, every morning you come to work and you're excited to see him. You know what I mean? Just because, you know, like, you know, it's why you coach. Like, guys that are young and full of energy and, you know what I mean, and promise and have a lot of goals and aspirations and things like that. Like, those are the guys you want to help, you know, and you want to pour yourself into guys like him. And it's easy to pour yourself into guys like him. So just real excited for him and everything that he's been able to do. Like, he's earned it. You know, he's been in college for a long time. This is his first year really starting, you know, and he'll mention that. Like, hey, man, like, there's a lot of opportunities for my career to go the other way, right? You know, where I could have left or I could have quit or, you know, whatever the case might be. Like, it wasn't, especially this day and age, like, it wasn't all perfect for him right away. He came to college at a 200-pound, you know what I mean, guy trying to play off the edge. And yeah. And now he's, you know, he's learned from it and he's put his time and effort in, and now he's reaping some of those rewards for all the effort and work that he's put in.
It sounds like it's easier on you, or it, you find more maybe enjoyment out of it when you see a guy who's clearly on a mission. Like, you see what his plan is right in front of him.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's all in into what we're trying to do here. You know what I mean, just as far as, I mean, he buys into everything our guys or our coaches are saying. Like, he's, you listen to him on the field. Like, he's another coach out there. He's repeating things. He's, you know, like I always feel guys like him, like, are really important even when the coaches aren't around. You know what I mean? Like, guys gravitate toward him. He's not a fake guy either. You know what I mean? Like, who he is all the time. Like, he's grown up and he's, you know, he could fit in with just about any group. You know, he's great in recruiting for us, you know, whether that kid's from inner city LA or he's from the country and, you know what I mean, the western side of the state or whatever it is. Like, you know, it's crazy, like, moms and dads and things like that will, you know, they'll mention him, you know, in the recruiting process and just kind of how good of a job he does. So I just think it's who he is. He has that type of charisma, you know. I think guys really follow him because they believe in him, they trust him, you know what I mean. They can go to him at times and he's going to listen to them. So he just kind of has all those qualities that you want in a leader.
I was always curious about the group in general. Now that you've gone through half a season and you start to see roles really being defined and maybe the players defining their own roles, how are you finding that dynamic, especially among the top three guys?
It's been really good, to be honest with you. I think all those guys, it's what I would say is healthy competition. You know, they're all breathing down the back of your neck on the sideline when they're not in the game, which is what you want, you know what I mean, as far as that goes. And there's still some things I think that we're trying to build for each guy and trying to find ways to get all three of them on the field. You saw more of that, you know, last week here than you probably have the entire season up to that point. So they can help us. All three of those guys can help us in different ways. And then still Savelle, too, as well. You know, like, he's still, you know, a 20 to 25 play a guy, depending on the week, maybe a 30 play guy. You know what I mean? So I think all those guys, like you said, they're all carving out kind of their own spot on our team and their own roles. And some of the guys that maybe aren't playing as much are playing on special teams, you know what I mean, and doing a good job there for us too as well. I mean, Zion's been a pretty good special teams player for us the last couple weeks too as well. So, I mean, all that stuff, I think, you know, really helps in the long run of why and how you win games and win championships.
Speaking of Zion, we talked to him yesterday about, you know, 2 years ago he was the guy on this team. He was the main, you know, pass rusher. He was – everyone was trying to target him. Now he comes in and now he's just kind of – he's an important cog, but he's still a cog in the machine. How do you feel like he's kind of embraced his role this year on the team?
I think he's been good. Like, there's never been any, you know what I mean, signs of him getting discouraged or anything like that. I feel like, you know, he's when he gets his reps, he's out there and he's performing and doing what he's supposed to do. And it's competition, right? Like there's a lot of competition at that spot. I don't know what it was like 2 years ago, you know what I mean, or anything like that. But there's a lot of competition right there. We think we have good players off of there, and he's an important piece for us. You know what I mean? He's still playing a lot of football yet. You know, whether or not he's starting or not, he's still in the game quite a bit, and key moments of the game for us to be able to win football games. So yeah, I think he's been really good, man. He's like I said before, man. Anything that we can use him for, you know, he's up to the challenge, and he's willing to accept that. And we're gonna keep trying to, you know, I mean, use him in as many different situations as we can.
Sure. I'm also curious about Jeremiah's tight end. When did that discussion happen, and what was your response to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're always trying to use your roster. You know, once you start watching Jeremiah, he's a physical kid. You know, we go against the tight ends every day, you know what I mean, and one-on-ones and things like that. So those guys start to kind of get a feel for, you know, he's a physical presence, you know. So if we can help us get a first down and we got to use him, then I'm all for it. You know what I mean? I think our whole staff's that way. Like, we're not territorial when it comes to that stuff. Players are open to it, and we want to try to do whatever we can to help our football team win.
Did you hear Coach Grubbs' comments about him?
I didn't.
He said that because he's going up against the guys all day, and he goes, he was pushing up against our guys so much. I said, why don't we flip it, and why doesn't he start pushing the other way a little bit? Because we're sick and tired of seeing him push our guys around.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see it every day in practice, and you start looking at it and say, hey, man, he's got a skill set that we could use, you know, and then you plug him in, and I think he's done a good job over there, you know what I mean, like as far as their – initially, it was going to be a goal line situation, and now they're using him out in, you know, I mean, short yardage situations and stuff like that. And that's just Jeremiah too. Like, I think the one thing that's like lost in a little bit and just is he's been through so much as a player and seen so much as a player. Like, he's a really smart kid. Like, he is where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be. Like, his consistency off the field translates on the field too as well. Like, he can go out there and, you know, I know the one game I can't remember when he was out there, but you know, they're jittering on the other side and guys are moving and it's loud and all that kind of stuff. And you're a defensive player out there, you know what I mean, on a crucial down and distance situation, and there's a lot of stuff going on. And he just, you know what I mean, I think goes back to the level of his training and his preparation, and he's really good in all those situations. Like, he doesn't get rattled. He's really a guy out there that's always thinking and does the right thing a lot.
Coach Morrell, Coach, you know, just – 7 games in, we always ask you this. How do you feel about where the team's at right now?
Well, I think, you know, we're getting healthy, yeah. And it's exciting right now. I think getting some guys back in the mix, and, you know, it's been a grind. Really proud of the guys for being mentally tough and fighting through some stuff. And, you know, I think guys came out this week so far, have had a fantastic practice, with great energy, had one of our best practices we've had in a long time today.
Today. So, you know, just talk to me a little bit about some of the fundamentals that you guys taught back in spring, back in fall. Are the guys using the technique that you guys have been teaching them, or are they still, do you think they're thinking a little too much still at this point?
No, I don't think. I mean, those guys, they understand exactly what we're doing. They've had, you know, we're blessed with some guys with really high football IQ. You know, I think the challenge at times has been, you know, with some of the younger guys that have trying to still, you know, they're still, you know, very earlier in their careers, and at times they've had to learn some hard lessons. And so challenge for those guys is to, you know, fix their mistakes, move on, you know, next time they see that same, have that same opportunity that they perform.
Most of these guys on this team were recruited to play in a little bit different defense than what you guys are doing now. How hard is it for players to transition into other defenses?
I think the biggest thing always is just in terms of understanding, you know, situationally what you're asking out of certain schemes. And, you know, there's obviously where guys need to be able to adapt to the things that we're looking for and the game plan structure that we have in on a weekly basis. And, you know, we definitely are taking some steps in the right direction.
As far as Cal and what they present to you guys, we asked Coach Inge a little bit on Monday, but after kind of studying the film and stuff, what do you guys see that you guys need to do? Obviously, you need to keep them out of the end zone and like that. But what do you see as some of the
you gotta be great defending their run game. I mean, they give you a lot of pictures, a lot of sets. you know, five-man surfaces. They've got a fantastic young running back who, you know, is very explosive. And so I think it starts out with defending their run game, and then, you know, obviously when you get an opportunity to get off the field on third down, you got to win.
What have you taken from their quarterback, Plummer?
I think he's an extremely veteran player. Mm-hmm. Knows where to go with the ball, goes through his read progressions, gets the ball out on time. Just a savvy kid that's got a lot of starts under his belt previously at Purdue, and really just veteran presence.
I'm sure you watched film on them last year, or you've seen film on them as far as Chase Garbers and how he ran the ball, and he was Plummer isn't really that guy though, is he? That runs.
He does have some mobility. Yeah. He doesn't have that type of mobility, but he does. He can move around, get himself mm-hmm. out of trouble, and you know I think the thing that he does is generally they do a great job of taking care of the ball, and he avoids making the big mistakes, you know, the late throw that gets you in trouble.
On May 23rd,
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.